Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yeah, this is his office. It's pretty isolated from the rest of the building, so I doubt anyone will find us over here.
One can hope, right?
I'll look for his journal in these cabinets.
I broke my lockpick going in here, so hopefully his diary doesn't have a padlock too.
Hey, look, there's a trap door over here.
Coming!
A ladder into a creepy tunnel. Victor was always quite the eccentric.
Finally, we reached the bottom. I'm surprised I didn't have 3 kids by the time we got down here.
Well, let's just hope whatever's down here is worth it. Here, I got us some flashlights.
Thanks.
Wait. Hey, Ashton, come take a look at this.
Well, I'm no scientist, wink, wink, but I think this is a poorly hidden door.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You're tuned into Brain Jam, where laughter is not a trick and knowledge is a treat.
Hello everyone! Today's topic is, and this time I'm not deafening for you, Gavin, the topic is demons and donuts. And my agenda is, I don't have one, but I will go into more depth about that later. So yes, welcome everyone to our podcast of riddles, mysteries, and conundrums. We discuss anything at all that piques our interest on topics and subjects that'll make you think. At the start of every episode, there's a gimmick. And you might be wondering,
Ashton, if the gimmick is not in this episode, why are you explaining?
Well, because you're going to forget. I know how you are.
Yeah, you'll forget
so
next episode.
Here we go.
He's got to rehash it anyway.
Yeah. Every episode, you're going to get just
the one thing that makes our podcast interesting.
It's the only thing we have going for us, okay? So I have to explain it. I have my own secret agenda. Not this episode, but usually I do. Meaning I try to make my co-host say or react to a particular thing related to my own agenda. Each time my co-host says something related or correlated to what our agenda is, I, the brains of this episode, tallies down that point. My co-host can guess as to what the agenda can be. They get 3 chances per episode, as well as a high-stakes bonus guess every season, to guess what the agenda is. And if you hear this sound, this means my co-host has activated or said directly what the agenda was. But this episode, there is no agenda. So
no agenda.
At the end of every episode, we'll calculate all the points my co-host and I have made or lost and discuss if they were actually legitimate or earned through means of tomfoolery if needed. Finally, we'll tally every point made at the end of the season, which is typically the length of 6 episodes. And I think I said it last time, not in the last episode, but the episode before it, this season is all about the spooky. It's about Halloween. Spooky and scary.
Boy, are you in for a treat.
You're in for a treat and for a laugh?
Trick?
How does our intro go? Something like that. But yes.
I don't remember.
That is okay. Because I'm more interested in you, Gavin. You as a person is just so, like, titillating. So tell me, what titillates your tittles?
I'm not going to say what I was about to say. listen. I have so many things going on. I'm kind of a popular guy. I can't lie to you. Just so many things.
So that's why this
paparazzi
outside your window.
I had to sign a cease and desist. Nope, that's not the right thing. I had to sign an NDA. So I can't speak on anything I've been up to.
Understandable. But I want you to get into trouble. Trouble. That's not good.
No. I'll be $150 with you. Nothing's going on. I have nothing. I've been hanging out with coworkers outside of work. That's really it. That's
fun.
All that's new.
You guys played games. What did you play?
Board games. We played a bunch. We played Bang. We played Killer Bunnies. We played Uno. We played Five. No, we didn't play Five Crowns. We played Cover Your Assets. We played some zombie game. That took forever, but it was fun. We played, Codenames.
Nice. Fun.
Stuff like that.
Besides Cover Your Assets and, you know, I don't know the rest of those board games. So.
Very fun.
Sounds fun.
Very fun stuff.
There's this one board game I played. It's called Camel's Up. You remember
Camel's
Mitch?
Up?
Yeah, Camel's Up.
Remember what?
Mitch? Remember that guy in the Emir Discord server?
Yeah, I thought you said something else. Yeah.
Yeah, he's that also. But no, this is a family friendly podcast and we won't have any of that. All right. Anyway, we played Camel's Up when he came to Utah a while ago because he went on vacation to see one of his friends because I think he got married. But anyway, he did that and we went to Salt Lake Square. Yeah, Salt Lake Square, is that what it's called? The square place
square?
In Salt Lake City.
Temple Square?
The Temple Square, yes, that's the square.
Yeah.
Whoa. Not, no. Listen. You can't keep saying slurs.
I'm sorry. I can't.
How many times do I have to tell you? Jeez.
Just keep going.
No, right. You don't want to rehash your thoughts and opinions on the slurs again?
No, I don't. No. I'll save
it. Oh, good. Because I don't want you to either. But yeah, we did that. And then at the end of the day, we played Camel's Up, and that was such a fun board game. We gotta play it. I gotta buy it.
I learned a new game last night, actually.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Bank. You literally
B-A-N-G?
Only need two dice.
Oh,
Bank.
Oh, Bank. I see.
Bank. Yeah,
I like
you just
that.
Need two dice. It's a gambling game.
Bank.
It's pretty simple.
Ooh,
all you do is roll the dice. Everybody rolls the dice. You keep rolling. Uh-huh. You try to get a high number. You can bank at any point. So whatever the score is at, that's how much you get at the end of the round. It goes to 10 rounds. If someone rolls a 7, all the points are nilch, and whoever didn't bank loses all the points that they could have earned. And yeah, it's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to play it then.
Yeah. It's very easy.
Sounds easy. You're easy.
But yeah. Like
you're
an
easy to look at. No. You're a fine and dying type of person, and I just look at you, I'm like, wow. He's an easy catch. I think that's a compliment.
I think so too. It sounds nice.
Let's just
take it
as a compliment. Okay, good.
Thanks.
My dad last weekend, he won an award. Good job, Dad.
Woo!
He did really well. He paints these Warhammer Warcraft minis, and they're pretty big. I already sent you some pictures, so you know what they look like. Mm-hmm. He also created a diorama. It had a lot of depth, a lot of color.
It was
different
really
textures.
Cool.
He poured resin in to make like water. It was so cool.
Resin
it was like a swampy diorama.
Cool.
Yeah?
That's all. I watch a lot of like clay YouTubers that make stuff out of clay. Yeah. No, they just like build stuff out of clay. And so Claymation, I know a little bit cooler. About that.
Yeah.
Claymation is cooler or not.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It is cooler, but it sounds cooler. But like, it's different. Yeah. It's a lot more work. Cool.
Yeah, obviously. I think, how long did Coraline take to get finally created and produced? I think it was like 8 years or 7 years, if I'm not mistaken. And then Freakin' Weenie and then The Corpse Bride wasn't as long, if I'm not mistaken.
4 years.
I thought it was a lot longer.
Two years like for pre six. And over 18 months for actual shooting.
Hold on. Freakin' Weenie, time to shoot. It doesn't say how long it took them. To produce Frankenweenie. Oh, 2.5 years. It's okay.
Yeah.
About 2 years for Claymation Films. Speaking of, I gotta watch that movie. That's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
In other news, our neighborhood has has a new little friend. I don't know his name, but he's a rooster, and he likes to cockle his dew a lot. And when he does that, it's not on like the morning wake up rhythm. Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. It's not when you're waking up.
Nah.
He does it whenever he wants to. He sleeps in on the job.
He doesn't.
Cuckles.
He's not bound by any rules.
He's not, but he should be. He crows whenever he wants to. It's kind of annoying when I'm like doing my thing. I'm like, hey, shut up.
Wait, Kyle, so how long has Kai's this guy dog. Been here?
I think for like a week.
So
yeah, he reminds
hearing...
me of Kai's dog, where he just like,
row, row. Yeah, Kai's dog sounds like
he
a bird.
He does sound like a bird.
Such a high
That's
pitch.
That's okay. We love Koa just the same.
We do.
No, we don't.
Especially when he gets dragged over piss. And
you know, it's not actually him, right?
That's not actually Koa?
No, that's just a meme he found. Time. We're referencing a picture
funny,
where
though.
There's like, it is. Like, there's this dog
it's
and he's leashed
funny.
Up. But he's just being dragged while he's peeing on the floor in a school.
It's so funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah, that rooster is gonna be the death of me if he keeps crowing. But at least he's not like my dog, where he, you know, barks at 1 a.m. in the morning, fighting off his inner demons.
I think a rooster would be
this
able
is
to
so
tell
scripted.
Where there's a ghost.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, this feels scripted, but I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. They have no idea what we're talking about, but we
nope.
do. We know what
not
we're doing.
Not a clue. We could tell them, but where's the fun in that?
Exactly. I still need to return my tuxedo from when I went to the wedding. My sister got married, right. So congratulations, Alyssa. I'm so happy for you and Kyle. I think she took his last name, and I don't know his last name. I'm not sure what his last name is, but yeah, congratulations, Alyssa, last name. Yes. Woo! It was awesome. I loved going there. I saw my family. They chose a really nice like place for the ceremony and the reception.
Yeah,
it was just really great. And then I had a coworker's reception. Yeah, go for it. That was also fun.
Yeah.
I think my coworker's husband now is or family was rich because their backyard was huge.
I've been to. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. His grandparents had a huge backyard.
Oh, that's cool.
It was pretty cool.
When was the last time you talked to him? I haven't talked to him in like since I worked out when I used to work at where you work. That was the last time I saw him.
Winco.
I think.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple times at Winco.
Doesn't he have a full beard?
And I have talked to him. Yeah, full goatee, everything.
Ooh, he's a changed man.
His hair's getting too.
Oh, nice. Well, that makes sense. That's what happens when you're wedded to someone. When you're married, you go through the motions. It's not always pretty,
absolutely.
But you do it for love, all right? You do it for love. Right, I don't think I ranted too much about this. Maybe I did. But Rocket League had their 10-year anniversary, and they held the RCLS tournament in Paris. And they had these things on Twitch.
Really?
Where... Yeah, right? They had these things
Valorant
on Twitch.
Did their thing in Paris, too.
Maybe...
Is everyone
maybe
just going
to
Paris?
Everyone's just going to Paris this year. Yeah.
Oh, it might have just been Esports Paris. That's probably what it was.
Anyway. That's true. But they had drops associated. If you don't know what that is, if you watch a stream for long enough, you earn in-game drops, which is so cool, right? Mm-hmm. And I watched it one day for like 3 hours on two devices just to, you know, make sure if one wasn't counting towards the watch time prerequisites to earn that drop, I would get it from my other device. I didn't. Well, I didn't get the cool one, at least. I just got one that was like for 30 minutes or an hour. And then the next day, before I started work, I just turned on my phone, put Twitch on, let it stream the whole time. And I came back, it was still streaming, and I'm like, okay, cool, this is working. And then I checked later, and none of that counted. I didn't get the cool, like, nuke goal explosion. That's also oddly topical, but you don't know why. I'm not going to tell you. But I didn't get that stupid nuke goal explosion that I've wanted for, like, years. And I'm a little peeved, a little pissed. You know, I got a little puddle going on here.
I didn't realize that was happening, like, right now. Well, not right now anymore, but, like... I didn't know
a month ago.
I didn't know that happened recently ish.
Yeah, I thought I told you at one point. It's like, oh hey, they're doing Twitch drops, because you mentioned it during camp out with Fury, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
and like,
I was doing the Phasmophobia one though.
Yeah, no, I know, but like, I didn't know what that was.
The Twitch drop thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty upset that I didn't get my nuke goal explosion. All right. Yeah. So if you're hearing this, Epic, Shame on you.
Might be
Unless
Twitch's fault.
You want to give it to me, then I'll take that shame back.
Honestly, it might be Twitch's fault. Twitch drops are very finicky sometimes.
Yeah.
Because
I had it.
The Twitch drop I was doing when we were camping, I only had to watch for a couple hours. I feel like I was on that stream for 4 hours.
I had my phone on for like 6 hours. My phone was on for 6 hours, and it only counted for like an hour and 23 minutes. And the goal explosion was an hour and 30 minutes, and by the time I got home, the stream was already over, and that was the last day, and I just, I was so upset. I was going to do it earlier, but I was busy with work and school.
Yeah. I think the reason I didn't do it is because I just don't play Rocket League very much anymore.
But hey, that's a free goal explosion. I think, like,
I
just
know.
Leaving it
I wish
on
I
for one
it.
Day. Yeah. But hey, I'm more mad than you.
Rah. I know. I don't know. The Ghostbusters goal explosion.
Oh, yeah. One day, I got the goal explosion of the Ghostbusters, like, Marshmallow Man. And what did I tell you? Did I just show you one day? I think it was the day after I showed him. And I ruffled his roofies.
Why do it for a day, bro? Why
it's crazy.
For a day?
Hey, I've been checking every day, or not every day, but almost every day since, and I have not seen that goal explosion reprise.
I could have had
it. So, you could have. I'm sorry. It'll come back during Halloween. Hold on.
Better.
It's the spooky
for
month.
For your sake.
It's, for my sake, yes. It probably will.
It's spooky month. Yeah.
That reminded me. When we were playing All-Star yesterday with Kai, your bindings was the default. Your like custom All-Star controls were this was the default.
Uh-huh.
I keep forgetting to change it. So I just kept like, why am I doing this? Why am I throwing my pies when I'm supposed to jump? I'm like, it was him. It was you.
Yeah. I tried to switch it. Because I'm used to Smash, and that was my controls on Smash. So
yeah, it's not. It just reminded me of that, but it's not really important.
I don't think most of the listeners care.
No, we could still talk about small. How much time?
Depending on how long you think the topic will go for, because I still have to do word, fact, and question.
True, it's not gonna be a long episode, I think. But here, you go ahead. I think we talked enough.
Yeah, I think we're good. All right, what do you want to hear first?
What did I hear first last time?
I think it was the word
Give me the word. I want to learn.
The word of the day is macabre. Do you know what it means?
M-A-C-A-B-R-E?
Yep.
I got the spelling bee right, but I don't know the definition.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
It means it's disturbing and horrifying because of involvement with or depiction of death and injury. There's a different, there's a little bit of a different definition with when it comes to art, but it's kind of the same.
Yeah,
it's having the quality of having a grim or ghastly atmosphere. I just thought,
yeah, I've definitely
what better way to kick off spooky
that word
than with a spooky word?
Yes. I
also have a spooky fact for you. You want to hear it?
Spook me up.
All right. There is such a thing as a zombie ant.
I
have heard of this before.
About.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the Last of Us parasite thing.
Yeah.
These are ants which have been infected and controlled by a parasitic fungi called Ophiocordyceps. Yes.
Cordyceps.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they behave as though they have no control over their little ant bodies due to a fungus that grows inside its body and brain. That's all I got for that. But yeah, so basically, parasite latches onto an ant, takes control over their brain and body, and it's basically a zombie ant.
Yeah.
Pretty spooky.
He goes inside, does his thing, control the brain, and boom.
Yeah.
He's the host of that body. Let's just hope that never happens to us, right, buddy?
Yeah. that would not be good. This one's not a spooky question, but I just like this question anyway. Do you have something you like to collect, like rocks, bottle caps, whatever?
Yes. I have a feeling of what you're going to say. For me, I have collected books, but it's not just for like collection purposes. It's also to read them. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I haven't been reading much books lately, as many as I should. But, you know, I got more important things, I guess, to do.
Yeah, you're kind of a college
student. What else do I collect? Yeah, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm not proud of filling up that niche. Or not that niche, what's it called? The stigma. Because every time I would go into work, it's usually college students. And I'm just, you know, contributing to that stigma. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I go to college. Don't tell everyone. Jeez.
I get what you mean.
I don't know. I mean, there's paintings and
that's kind of cool.
Decor.
I guess books and clothes, honestly.
Yeah, mine's kind of related. I like hoodies. Collect a lot of hoodies. Very, very many hoodies.
Very how like 20 something?
Something like that. Maybe like 25.
Yeah, I also have a problem. I can't judge you, but I want to.
I do collect like figure stuff.
Yeah.
A bunch of different stuff, like Lego figures. I have Funko stuff. I have U2s, that kind of.
Not as bad as your dad, though. Your dad is.
No, I will never get to that point.
He's to a degree.
Sorry, I keep moving around in my chair a lot.
Nah, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like your
kind of that kind of
Attack
stuff.
On Titan figures and SpongeBob
stuff.
Yeah,
I have Lego Attack on Titan stuff. Really cool.
Really cool. Jinx, I think that was lined up. I guess you'll see when you edit this episode.
I don't know either. I think that's really it. Hats. I do collect a lot of hats.
How many do you have?
I haven't bothered to count. Probably, this isn't even an exaggeration, 25. I have a lot of hats.
Dang, bro. I have like 12. 25 is crazy. Crazy in a good way.
I have a whole drawer just full. I don't wear a lot
of
them. That's
my goal, is to wear more stuff I don't usually wear, you know?
Yeah. That's what I plan on doing since it's getting colder. I want to wear all the hoodies I usually don't wear, stuff like that. Try to wear a different hoodie every time I wear a hoodie.
Right. This goes for everyone listening, too. If you have like cool fashion that you want to show it off, or something you don't wear often. Because you only live once.
Yeah, try new things.
And if you die before you don't get to wear that sweater, I'm going to be really disappointed in you. So wear that sweater.
I'll just be at your funeral shaking my head.
Yeah, that's about it. Just crossed arms, looking down, shaking my head. He did not wear that sweater. This funeral,
I'm gonna take
it's ruined. I'm gonna grave rob you.
If you die in the sweater, it's different.
Yeah. But if it's just in your closet, well, then, it's going to be gone now.
Claimed. Yep.
Exactly.
I'll wear it for you.
I'll wear it with you.
With you? I don't know.
It's like those big pants. Oh, you just go in the casket, like, snuggle up, and he's like, yeah.
That's what's his favorite hoodie.
So it's his favorite hoodie. It's also my favorite hoodie, so we're kind of conjoined.
So, I can't.
Through this fabric. So, yeah, I'll be in here a little bit, guys. Yeah, don't mind me. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really
good stuff,
all I got.
Man. You've appeased the jar.
The jar.
We've made our listeners learn stuff today, so I'm happy.
Yep. Good.
Cool. And yeah, back to the meat of the episode. Today's subject is demons and donuts.
Yeah.
What's better than a combination of those two? Yeah.
Poltergeists, Gavin, what do you think's... and pastries.
Poltergeists and pastries.
I'm a genius.
Continue.
I just that popped in my
head. A pat on your back.
Say it.
No, that's good. Yeah. That's what do you think's gonna happen?
I know we're comparing demons and donuts, and maybe assigning a donut to each demon. But
yes,
as far as I know, that's it.
That's what we're gonna be doing. But first, we need to get our demons out and donuts laid out, and we need 10 of each.
Oh. 10 of each. Okay.
What was that?
It's me getting my demon out.
Oh, sorry. Okay, mine's out.
Mine's still a little bit in there, but it's mostly out. Okay, I'm ready.
It's just peeking a little bit. It's fine.
Just peeking.
Just edging. Yeah.
Groundhogging.
Prairie Whoa.
Dogging. That's the word.
I don't know if a groundhog can send it to that, but all right.
All right.
Okay.
So
we need 10 donuts and 10 demons. And you, Gavin, are going to be choosing the demons and donuts. All right?
I'm choosing them?
Kind of. I will give you... You're going to have to guess them, though. That's the fun thing.
Oh.
So, first off, I'm going to tell you a quick little summary of both demons and donuts. Sound good?
Okay.
Great. Well, with the demons, I'll take a stab first. They began in ancient Mesopotamia, Egypt, and Greece. They were just, spiritual beings that it could influence human affairs, sometimes malevolently, or often malevolently. This concept evolved through ancient Judaism and Zoroastrianism?
Yeah.
Sure. Eventually developing into the explicitly evil fallen angel figures of Christian demonology. So yeah, when the Bible was published, it was like, oh, those are what those guys are. Fallen angels, hmm? No excuse. No excuse. That's how a pastor talks, if anyone was wondering.
No excuse. No excuse.
Fallen angel, huh?
So, yeah. So over the years, from the origination? Yeah, it's a word now. From Mesopotamia and Egypt and ancient Greece. Yes. They developed in the Jewish and Christian theology.
I think I knew that.
And then later was not interpreted, transcribed? Sure, in Christian doctrine. Hence the Bible mentioning
Lucifer. Yeah, I started
off
as a Jewish thing.
You started off Jewish? Sorry?
Yeah.
What was that Jewish dinosaur that we talked about?
What, Jewish dinosaur?
Yeah, what was that? A sesquipedalian?
Sesquipedalian? It's a Jewish
Is that the
dinosaur?
Jewish dinosaur?
I think so. That was like the first episode, wasn't it?
I think, yeah. That's one. That's where you shot the duck.
Yeah, the one where I shot the duck point blank. I remember that.
Nice callback.
Wow.
Anyway, from those more ambiguous figures in the older history is now more blatantly evil. So demons, demon hierarchy of hell, you know how it goes. And for donuts, it's a little different. I know, surprising, right? Donuts originated from ancient fried dough traditions, evolving from Dutch le coax in 8th century New York, with the distinct hole created by Hansen Gregory in the mid-19th century to improve cooking. though they didn't become truly popular until World War I, when Salvation Army women served them to soldiers. The term donut emerged in New England to describe fried dough with nuts in the center. Okay. Because obviously, if you fry a donut without poking a hole in the middle, it's not going to be thoroughly cooked through. So they did that, and then it just became popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do donuts without the hole in the middle now, too.
But oh, they do, yeah. Are those made differently?
Creme.
I imagine they poke a hole in it, like a tiny hole.
Well, to fill the
because you would usually cook donuts in oil, so I'm imagining they poke a tiny hole in the middle, and yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
We made donuts before, or at least tried to.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was fun. That was yummy. We made a lot of failure donuts, but we did make some winners. That's
there were some winners in there, for sure. That tasted pretty good.
Yes. Here, usually, me as the Brain Jam host would have an agenda, right? Mm-hmm. And I would earn points. But I'm going to give you an option to win 1 point right now. You ready?
I'm so ready. Bring it at.
Okay.
What?
So, for Utah, right, what is our most popular donut?
Oh, shoot. Is this where the hints coming along?
That you yeah. I will say, I don't want to lead you astray. Those are not for this question in particular.
Okay, never mind then. What is our most popular? What do Mormons like?
Okay, listen, man, I get this is, I get, you know, you got free speech and everything, but the slurs are going a little crazy today.
Sorry. I don't know why Boston cream is the first thing that comes up for me in my brain.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, Boston cream.
All right. And wrong. It's sugar donuts. They're the most popular donuts in Utah.
With the powder sugar?
With the sugar, powder sugar, I think. Yeah, powder sugar. Yes.
Interesting.
That specifically.
Oh.
But yeah, the game today, you, my best buddy, are gonna be guessing the top 10 donuts, the most popular donuts in the U.S. All right.
Okay.
And we're gonna be going up from ascending order from number 10 to number 1. And
okay.
You might be thinking, how can you earn points, and how can I earn points? I'm gonna make this 50-50. If you guess at least 5 donuts, then none of us earn anything. If you guess 4 points, I earn 1 point. Or if you guess 4 donuts, I earn 1 point. If you guess 8 donuts, you earn 3 points. So you have to guess at least 5. That's what I expect from you. Okay,
so 5 is the min and more, and I get a point for guessing 5? Or is it break even?
From after 5, yes. After 5, you start gaining points.
6 would get, I would get 1. Okay.
And if it's under 5, then I start getting points.
So I think the strat here is to guess less popular donuts and go up to the more popular.
That's possible. And for the first round, I'll give you 2 guesses because they might be hard, okay? So it's fair. Agreed?
Okay.
All right, my little minion. I'm going to put you in here. Number 10. What is the most popular donuts in the U.S.? And I gave you a list of more obscure donuts that you can use as a submission.
So am I just guessing?
Yeah, this is where I guess. Go for it. This is where I guess.
Number 10. So I just start number 10. Wait, do I have to guess the number 10?
Like the number 10 spot, yeah. What would be a number 10 for the most popular donut? You're allowed to search up lists of donuts, by the way. It's also.
Okay.
So you got your donut list. You got my little obscure donut hints list.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw out some thoughts.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to guess yet. So I'm going to guess Boston cream is going to be top 5 for sure, as well as maybe jelly.
Okay.
Glaze will be in top 5.
All right. You can write this down if you want. I think that's
good. I
probably
should. Demons and donuts.
Demons and donuts. Oh my gosh.
I love one of
those. They just complement each other so well. Put on some Avril Lavigne and, you know, give me a demon donuts already. Come on.
It's not her name at
all. Is that her name?
All right. Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yes. Avril Lavigne.
Hey, is churro not a donut, right?
It's not on this list. Yeah.
Because it's on this list for some reason.
I would have included it in the obscure donuts if so.
I'm going to guess beignets not on there either.
Don't know what that is.
Beignets are good, brother. Donut holes are a separate thing too as well, right? Or no? Is that part of the list?
They are included in this list. I will give you
that hint. Okay.
It's not a specific flavor, but there is one donut holes located on this list.
Okay. I think for number 10.
Yeah.
Does apple fritter count?
That would count. Is that your first guess?
I don't know if I want to make that my guess.
Well, you got two guesses, so.
Because I feel like there's a lot of popular donut flavors. You know what? I'm going to go strawberry.
Strawberry donut? Number 10?
I think so. Locked yes. in? Locked in.
Okay. Number 10 is not strawberry donut. Next guess. Last guess.
Oh, I get another one, right? I'm just going to go off this list you sent me. I'm seeing a lot of mochi. Let's do mochi.
There's only. Okay, mochi donut. Is that your last?
What?
Is that. Are you locking that in?
Dulce de leche.
I don't. Le...
Oh.
Huh? What?
I don't know, man. Hold Sorry? On. Let me write down the donuts that I think are on.
Are you still a little possessed?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I did say it's still the demon's still in me a little bit.
He's creaming your donut a little bit, but that's okay. We're gonna.
I'm just gonna write down the donuts I know.
Okay. So
Boston
yeah,
cream.
You do that.
Maple, chocolate. I feel like strawberries in there, right? I don't know.
I can't tell you, but.
Okay, glazed.
Go for it, man.
You mentioned sugar. That could still be on there.
Yes.
Donut hole. Is filled its own category?
No. There could be a filled donut in here.
Oh, jelly?
One, two, you know what? Four, Let's five, say no. Six, no jellies. No filled
no jelly?
Donuts.
I will
think.
Get rid of that then.
Yeah.
There's
no fillings.
There's that white top. Cream. What's that white cream?
Top white cream?
It's like not
glaze?
Maple. It's not chocolate. It's not glazed either, but it's like a white cream.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Do you want that as number 10 then?
No, I was just writing down the donuts I know.
Okay.
So I have Boston
we don't,
cream,
we don't got
maple,
all day,
chocolate,
Gavin.
Glazed sugar donut hole. I know. Once I have this down, I should be able to find. I should be fine. I just.
Yeah, you'll be able to pinpoint. Yeah.
You know what? Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. All right. Locked in cinnamon. It is not cinnamon. It is, in fact, a Paxi donut.
Oh,
I included it on this list right here. The obscure donut list I sent you.
Donut.
I have no idea what that is. Let
no,
me search
I
it up.
I do not know either.
Paxi are traditional Polish donuts that are made from a rich brioche-style dough
yeah.
filled with your favorite fruit preserves and rolled in sugar. Oh, this is a... You know what? I'm not going to count that against you because I did say that there was no filled donuts and I didn't know this was filled.
You also did say this is top... Oh, wait, never mind.
Top 10 in the U.S., not in the world. Just want to clarify. Here, I won't mark that against you because this is a filling donut. Let me make sure... This other donut is not a filling donut. Okay, I'll let you know when there is a filling donut to guess. How about that?
Okay.
I'll make it easier. Okay, so yes, number 10 got wrong. That's not going against you. Number 9, what is the most popular donut? And I'll give you 30 seconds to answer, to have guess
nah,
your first
no
answer.
Way it's this. Okay, you had to look up if it was filled or not, which makes me think it's not as common.
To be fair, I've never heard of this donut in my life.
Well, then it's on the list. Let's see.
Number 9. Don't think about it too much.
Okay.
If you want a hint, just let me know.
Can I have a hint?
It's nothing crazy. It's a
pretty standard donut?
Pretty classic one. Yeah.
I'm going to go with like the powdered sugar donut.
Or locked in?
Locked in.
Wrong. One more guess.
Shoot. Okay.
30 seconds on the clock.
Let's do just glazed. Could be
okay.
less
is that your final
than I think.
Is that locked in?
Yes.
All right. Wrong. Number 9 is an old-fashioned donut.
Oh, I was looking at that.
I said standard and classic, hoping you would think. You know,
okay.
Think of that one.
Right.
That's okay. Number 8.
Number 8.
This one's not a filled donut.
This one's not filled.
This one's pretty common, I'll say. That's your other hint. Or you get a hint for each one.
Okay. I'm going to go powdered sugar again.
For number 8, wrong.
Okay.
The buzzer will beep no every time you say the wrong answer.
Not filled. What if this one is the donut hole?
15 seconds.
The twist one.
You mean a churro?
No.
Is that what you're guessing?
The twist. Okay, it's not that. I'm not going to guess that.
All right.
Just a plain donut. No glaze, no nothing.
A wheat donut? Is that what you're going to guess?
If that's what that is.
It's not. Number 8, that donut is a glazed chocolate donut.
Glazed chocolate donut. Okay.
So a chocolate with glaze. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So two guessed wrong so far. That's okay. Seven more chances. You're on number seven. This one is a more unique donut. This is your hint.
More unique, you say?
More unique. Yes. I've never had it. That's good, though. Probably?
I'm going to say I'd say so. Crueler donut?
You going to submit that one?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Correct! That is indeed number seven, the Crueler donut.
I don't get a point for that.
Also known as Cruella's favorite donut.
Cruella
donut. Number six. I don't know. You didn't say this. Ooh, that's a huge hint. I might give it to you on your second guess, but yes. 30 okay. seconds on the clock.
You're just gonna, we're just going barefooted into this?
I think this one, it's not like crazy.
Oh, it's vanilla common. Frosting.
There is frosting on top, yes, I'll say that. Okay. There could be.
Are we still doing the, if it's filled or not?
It's not filled, yeah.
Not filled.
It's not filled. It's not cream on it or in it specifically.
It can be frosted, you said?
It can be, yeah. 10 seconds.
It can be. Oh, shoot.
Five.
Donut hole.
Four. Wrong. It is not a donut hole. Okay, second guess starts now. 3 seconds. It's not a commonly shaped donut.
Commonly shaped?
It's not commonly shaped, and it is not filled.
I'm going to go with the twist that I said before previously.
Okay. Locked in?
Yep.
Cinnamon twist! Correct!
Yes!
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 Okay, it's top five. Here we go.
Top five.
Number five starts now.
Okay. Well, it's got to be...
This one has a flavor associated with it.
Okay. Chocolate.
No.
Actually, chocolate.
Okay, that was your first guess.
Chocolate's probably top three. Let's do blueberry.
Yes, number five is blueberry donut. Yeah! Whoa, you're coming
Holy
back.
Crap.
This is your comeback.
I know donuts, I guess. Not really, though.
You didn't eat, and donuts know you. Number four. Here we go. Clock is ticking. Tick-tock.
Sugar.
Tick-tock. Sugar donuts? Final?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Number four. You got this.
Glaze.
Incorrect. It was donut holes.
Oh,
should have asked for a hint.
That's okay. I forgot. That's good.
Okay. Top three now. Number three. Yes.
Ooh, I feel like chocolate's probably top two. I'm going to say maple.
Final guess?
Yes.
No. You want a hint?
Yes.
It's not a regular shaped donut. It's
not regular shaped?
It's not, yeah. It's not a usual donut shape. What are those called in, what's that in
Is
geometry?
It a bar? Is it like a chocolate bar?
It's not a chocolate bar, no. Oh, it's a torus. Yeah, it's not a torus.
That's the circle?
It's the regular donut. Yeah, it's a circle.
So it's not a regular shape. Is apple fritter still on the table?
Apple fritters has not been guessed, correct.
Okay, I'm going to guess apple fritter.
Right on! Apple fritters is number three.
Sweet. Maple's not going to be on here. I'm going to be sad because that's my favorite.
Maple is really good, I will admit.
I love maple.
Last two. Number two, this one is not your run-of-the-mill donut.
Not run-of-the-mill, you say.
Not run-of-the-mill.
That's giving me Boston cream vibes.
Is that your last locked-in answer?
I think so, yeah.
Incorrect.
Okay. Hint?
Another hint. Hold on, it's a filled donut. It looks like
it can
it be filled? Hold on. Let me verify with my donut insiders right now. It has layers to it, I think. Yeah, it has layers. It can be iced. You can have powdered sugar or something on it. Maybe
like a cinnamon
I'm gonna
roll.
Say no. I'm gonna say no that it's not filled though. Cinnamon roll?
Cinnamon
roll's
roll
not a donut.
It can't.
I'm not gonna let you guess.
No,
that,
I'm not gonna let
that be...
guess.
Yeah, it's not a donut.
Looking through types of donuts, and I'm not seeing it.
Giving you more time because this is your last two.
So it's not filled.
Okay, apparently they are... Actually, I take that back. They are typically filled with a flavored cream or ganache. When I looked at pictures, it doesn't look like many had them. Like, only a couple were filled. But yes, they are commonly filled.
They're commonly filled.
They have layers. They can be iced on, powdered sugared on. I can give you one more hint if you really want it.
If you're willing, yes.
It looks like cinnamon sugar is involved.
Cinnamon sugar is involved?
Yes. This is the intel I'm gathering from our squad team out in the donut field.
This was the one you said it's not a regular shape, right?
No.
Or was that the last one?
That was the last one. This one's okay. A regular shaped donut, I think, traditionally.
Traditionally, okay.
So it is a torus, yes.
I'm going to say like a...
Here, I didn't give you an extra guess, but I'll give you an extra guess for the last two. So one of them, you can have three guesses if you want. It could be this one, or it can be the next one.
It might be one of them on the list, maybe. What's a cronut?
A cronut's a funny name.
Is it a croissant donut?
I don't know.
These don't look filled at all, so I'm not going to guess that. Whatever the Banbury Cross donut is, let's do that.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Wrong. It was a cronut.
Was it really? No.
Yeah, it was a cronut.
No way. That's crazy.
You should have searched up. Yeah, because an image is right. It doesn't look like it's optionally filled. But then I search it up. I'm like, oh, there are a couple where I see ganache or a type of pastry cream coming out the side. So.
So crazy. I was right there.
Yes.
Are we at tap one?
Okay.
Is this the first? Is this number one or is this number two?
Last one. Number one. Yeah. Number one.
Chocolate.
This one's... No.
Really? I feel like chocolate's...
You got two more guesses.
Do I get a hint?
I can't give you a hint. That's too your easy? Hint. Okay, I will let whatever easy, I just said speak for itself.
Boston cream.
Nope.
Maple.
Last guess. Huh?
Maple.
No, it's a glazed donut!
Wait! I forgot about...
No, you. it was right there. It was right there. Okay, so number 10 didn't count because that was too difficult to guess. It was in the list, but it was too difficult to guess, so I won't count that. But you got old-fashioned donut wrong, glazed chocolate donut wrong. You got the cruller donut right, cinnamon twist right, blueberry donut. Right.
Wait, I think chocolate was already said?
Yeah, glazed chocolate.
Oh my
donuts.
Gosh, I was never paying attention ever.
And then donut holes was number four. I think you got that wrong. And then apple fritters, you got right. Cronut wrong. Glazed donut wrong. Man, I try to make it like not crazy hard for you, but.
Well, that was my fault. I was not paying attention. Glazed okay. Obviously is number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, so I think a Leviathan would be a glazed donut.
What's a Leviathan?
It's a type of demon.
Okay, I see.
Beelzebub is giving me a maple.
Well, hey, we're not there just yet. Hold on. Steady your horses.
Just kidding.
Just reel back those cavalry men, because that was guessing donuts. Now you're going to guess Phasmophobia's ghost's specific evidence.
Wait, I have a chance here.
You have a chance here.
I'm
come
good
back.
At this.
So okay. This one's a little bit different. In total, there's are 23 demons? No, 24 demons, right? 24 ghosts.
Types?
Yes. Types of ghosts. Because you do have an edge, I'm going to give you, you're supposed to get about two-thirds right. So if we do two-thirds of 24, what is that?
Two-thirds of 24 would be 8.
18?
Nope, sorry, 16.
So yes, you have to guess at least 16 right, okay? Does
up
that sound
24?
Fair? Yes. And I'll give you two guesses each. For
okay,
each,
okay, okay. I think that's fair.
Okay. Let me write this down. 16 guesses for...
Am I allowed to pull up a list of the ghosts? As long as it's just the names. No evidence.
I'll send you a list, so just in case you don't see the evidence.
Okay.
Awesome, let's do this. Are you ready to guess
ready.
Each demon?
I've been preparing my whole life.
Or not guess each demon, but like, wait, do you want to do where I give you the evidence and you have to guess the demon? Or I give you the demon and you have to guess the evidence?
Give me the evidence, because I don't know all the evidence for the demons.
Okay, that's fair. All right,
that'll be
so
good.
Let me tally this up. Number one, I'll tell you the evidence. You got freezing temperatures, UV and spirit box.
Freezing temperature, UV, spirit box.
And spirit box. And you're aiming to guess at least 16
so
right to break
that
even.
Eliminates a few. Oh shoot. This might be harder than I thought.
Let me see if there's any more.
Freezing temperature.
Here.
UV.
I can search up the characteristics of each ghost and give you a little hint if that helps.
That would help.
Depending how this goes.
I could maybe, if I think about it long enough, I could probably get it.
This one is very different because it does one thing in particular. It's, how would I describe this without giving you a crazy hint? It is not immutable.
It's not what?
It's not immutable. It's not fixed.
Not fixed?
The statement is not fixed in its characteristics. And to remind you...
No, Mimic doesn't have UV.
To remind you, where is it? Freezing temps, UV, and spirit box.
So its ability is
weird. Is not immutible.
Its ability is very strange. I should give you
a timer on this.
There's some ghosts, like, I can't remember for the life of me any of the evidence they have.
This guy's characteristics can change. How about that?
Characteristics can change?
They could change. So basically what I said, but it's a little bit more clarifying.
It's not Mimic. No, Mimic. Does Mimic? No, Mimic is Ghost Orbs. Never mind.
30
no,
seconds.
No, it's not. I lied.
What is it?
I feel like it's not UV with Mimic. Maybe it is. I'm just going to go Mimic.
Right. First guess was correct.
Holy crap.
Okay, number two. This ghost's evidence has EMF level 5, ghost riding, and UV.
Ghost riding, UV, EMF 5. Okay.
Yes.
Say the evidence again.
EMF level 5, ghost riding, and UV.
Banshee doesn't... No, Banshee has dots.
You have two guesses, just letting
ghost
you know.
Ghost riding, EMF 5.
30 seconds.
Ooh. Can I get a hint?
You're able to determine what the ghost is based off its sound.
Off its sound? That could be a couple different ones.
10 seconds.
First guess. I want to say Myling.
Locked in?
Or Diogen, maybe? No, Diogen has
locked
dots.
One in. 5 seconds.
Myling.
Correct!
Aha!
Nice. Number three. This ghost has evidence for EMF level 5, freezing temps, and ghost riding.
Demon? I'm pretty sure that's a demon.
Want to lock that in?
Say the evidence again real quick.
EMF level 5, freezing temps, and ghost riding.
Dang it.
Guess number two.
Because demon has ghost riding and freezing, but the EMF 5 is where it is. Ghost riding and freezing, okay. Hantu, lock it in. Dang it.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. It's a shade.
Oh.
Should have asked for a hint.
I should have. I forget I get those. Okay, I think I might just take it every time unless I know it off the bat.
Yeah. Okay, number four, Thay. The evidence you need for this are dots, ghost orbs,
sorry, did
and
you just
writing.
Say what it was?
What?
You said Thay? Thanks, pal.
Okay, fine, you get that one.
All right, number four, Thay.
Okay, number five. This ghost, not telling you what ghost this is, has dots, EMF level 5, and UV.
Banshee, lock it in.
Wrong.
dots, UV, and 5, you said?
And 5, yes.
Dots, UV, 5. Hint?
It's shy. The ghost is shy.
Oh, shoot. Dots, UV, and 5.
Dots play a huge role in this ghost, and it's shy.
I was gonna say Goryeo.
Correct.
Sweet.
All right, number six. This ghost has evidence of EMF level 5, freezing temps, and spirit box.
Spirit? What was it?
EMF 5, freezing temps, and spirit box.
I don't think Diogen has freezing temps. Hint?
So, if I were to give you a hint, it'd be kind of obvious. That's your hint.
Can I ask if it has something to do with the freezing temps?
It doesn't say in the description it does. Maybe it does. I don't know. But it's
well,
it's
then
kind
it's
of
not
an
a haunt
too. Ghost.
You say EMF.
EMF 5, freezing temps, spirit box, 15 seconds. Come on. This one's an easy one. Because if I were to give you another hint or like a more obvious hint, which it would be obvious and you would know.
It'd be obvious? Way obvious?
It'd be obvious.
How obvious? I don't
10
know.
Seconds.
What is it?
Oh, I keep saying like 10 and 15 seconds.
You know what? I'm going to lock in Hantu actually.
Okay. Yeah, wrong. It is the twins.
Ah, I was looking at them too.
Number 7. This ghost has evidence of EMF-5, ghostwriting, and spirit box.
That's demon.
Okay. Incorrect.
Shoot. You said EMF-5, ghostwriting, and what?
Spirit box. You got 30 seconds, buddy.
EMF-5, ghostwriting, spirit. That's a spirit, right? Spirit.
Are you going to lock that in?
No, yes. Wait, no.
Correct.
Oh, never mind.
Oh. Wait, hey, you can't do that. You can't do that. When you say locked in, you're locked in.
Sorry. Yes. Spirit.
Okay, number 8. The evidence for this ghost are dots, freezing temps, and ghost orbs.
Dots, freezing
you
temps.
You definitely do not want to bump into one of these in the dark.
Ooh. Dots, freezing temps, ghost orbs, you said?
Yes, dots, freezing, and ghost orbs.
You said in the dark? Yeah, hint?
They're on the lower end of the dangerous scale in Phasmophobia.
They're on the lower end, so they're not as dangerous. Not as dangerous.
Not as dangerous.
I think
15 seconds.
No, yokai has spirit. But wait, what was the 3 evidence?
Ghost orbs, freezing temps, dots.
Ghost orbs, freezing temps, dots.
5. 4.
Onryo?
3. 2. Onryo? No. 30 seconds reset. Guess number 2.
Oh, yeah, right.
If you don't guess it within the 30 seconds, you automatically lose your turn. So just keep that in mind.
I'm looking at 2 right now.
20 seconds on the clock. Tell the listeners, what are you thinking of? What's going
on? I'm thinking either Yurei. I don't remember what Yurei has.
10 seconds.
Yurei or Raiju, maybe.
5.
No, I think Raiju is pure. Yurei? 4. I'm going to lock it in.
Yes!
Yurei. Yes!
I'm going to make a new rule. Say locked in if you actually want to guess the ghost, so I know.
Okay.
Like spirit locked in. Okay, number 9. This ghost's evidence has ghostwriting, ultraviolet, and spirit box.
Ghostwriting, ultraviolet, spirit box.
And spirit box. 30 seconds, here we go.
I should be like marking off the ones we've done.
Yeah, I had a feeling you weren't because you weren't saying that you were. So I'm like, that's kind of funny. You should have done that.
Okay, after this one, can we pause and I can start writing down the ones I've gotten?
Sure.
Thanks. So can you say the 3 evidence again?
Okay, ghostwriting, UV, spirit box. I'm just going to say it's 15 seconds left.
Just give me a hint. As well,
they can venture out of their ghost room.
Oh, not a banshee. I see. I want to say wraith, but
5, 4,
wraith,
3. Nope. I remember say locked in.
Locked in.
No, it's not a wraith. Still,
they can wander outside of their
ghost room.
Is it
they're a little
from
silly.
A specific... Am I allowed to ask for a specific circumstance? You don't have to tell me the circumstance itself. Just like, does it have to be a specific circumstance for it to randomly...
No, it doesn't say.
I think... what can roam?
10 seconds.
What's a roamer?
5, 4, 3, 2...
I think we guessed they already.
1. Okay, come on. Okay, guess your answer. Come on.
Obake. No, not Obake.
Say locked in. Come on.
The phantom, lock it in.
No, it is Poltergeist.
Okay. Oh, I was looking at that one. Okay.
If I told you that it would like throw stuff around, that'd be too easy.
No, yeah. Way too easy.
So number 9 was wrong. You said you wanted to write down your stuff?
Yeah. So how many, which ones have been done?
I don't know. I have to go up and read. Hold on.
We just did Poltergeist.
So yeah, Poltergeist, Yurei, Spirit, Twins, Goryeo, Thay, Shade, Myling, Mimic. I'm only going to say that once.
No, you can't do that.
Well, you're right. You should have been writing stuff down to begin with.
I was not paying attention. Poltergeist, Yurei, Spirit, Twins. Say it one more time for me.
Okay. Poltergeist, Yurei, Spirit, Twins, Goryeo, Thay, Shade, Myling, Mimic, that's it.
Okay.
All right. We're on ghost number 10, I believe. Yes. This one has evidence with fingerprints, freezing temps, and EMF level 5.
Fingerprints?
When I say fingerprints, I mean UV.
Okay, UV, EMF level 5, yeah. Freezing temps. Hint?
They're terrifying when they start running at you.
Revenant?
Ghosts. You gonna lock that in?
Yeah, lock in. Sorry.
No.
Okay, what's the other one that can run at you?
30 seconds.
Jin.
Locking that in?
Let me look.
20 seconds?
I will say Jin.
10 seconds. Okay. You locked it in?
Lock in.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yay. I did.
Number 11. This ghost has evidence of freezing temps, ghost orbs, and UV.
Freezing temps, ghost orbs, UV. I will say Onryo. Okay.
30 seconds resets. If you're playing on a map with large rooms, be wary of this ghost's room. The temperature is involved.
Hantu. Lock it in.
Are you going to... Yes. Dang it, I shouldn't have said that.
This is literally the temperature that gave it.
Yeah, I know. Number 12. Let's see, how many have you guessed right so far? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 11. I might start getting rid of hints, depending how far we get into this.
And the hints are what helps me.
All right, number 13. The evidence is your dots, your ghostwriting, and your spirit box.
That sounds like a Raiju to me. Lock it in.
Okay, you're incorrect. Sorry.
Shoot.
3 seconds.
Say the three again.
Ghost, dots, spirit.
Ghost orbs?
Ghost orbs. Or ghostwriting, sorry.
Ghostwriting, dots, spirit box. Diogen? Lock it in.
Correct.
Yeah. I didn't even need a hint for that one.
Well, you got one. Oh, no, you didn't, huh? You didn't.
I did not get a hint for that one. I just went off evidence.
By the way, for the donut list, I got 1 point from that, just letting you know. So I got 1 point so far.
Okay.
So number 13, this ghost has evidence of dots, ghost orbs, and old UV.
Dots, ghost orbs, UV. Does Banshee have ghost orbs? I think it does. Does it have UV?
10 seconds.
Banshee, lock it in.
Correct.
I'm starting to remember some stuff.
You are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10. How about this? For the rest of the list, you get 2 more hints. Sound good? Because you're at 10 out of 14 ghosts, and so I have a very small chance of winning points, and you are writing everything down, so it's going to get easier from here. So you get 2 more hints. Sound good?
Okay.
This is ghost number 14, and you got 11 ghosts left. The evidence for this one is EMF level 5, ghost orbs, and UV. Ooh, I didn't know this ghost does that. That's so cool.
And he didn't know this ghost did that. EMF level 5. Wait, say it again real quick.
Ghost orbs, EMF, UV. 15 seconds.
Wraith, lock it in.
Incorrect.
Shoot.
30 seconds resets.
I'm trying to base it off of, because I usually get ghost orbs first in the game. And so I'm trying to remember, who's on the list after you knock on ghost orbs.
Dang. You'll have a crazy photographic memory if that was the case.
I might use one of my... No. Wait, how many can I get incorrect before I'm done?
You already got one incorrect, so need one more hint. Or one more guess.
No, I meant
15 seconds left.
Because I have to get 16 what? Right?
16 right. 10 you have guessed right out of 14 so far. Or 13, I mean.
Okay, I only need 6 more.
Yes.
Shoot.
Hurry up, buddy. 10 seconds left. Even though I said that.
You know what? Screw it.
10 seconds was a while ago. When it does, though, players can sometimes find a 6-fingered handprint as you
evidence. Obake. It's Obake. Freaking Obake. Lock it.
Right on.
Obake.
Correct. Okay. Last 10 ghosts. Number 15. This ghost has evidence of dots, UV, and spirit box. 30 seconds begins now.
Raiju, lock it in.
Incorrect. Another 3 seconds.
Okay, say the 3 again.
Dots, UV, and spirit box.
Dots, UV, spirit box.
Yes.
Dots, UV, spirit box. Dots, UV, spirit box. Dots, yes. UV, spirit box. Dots, UV. Wait, never mind. I already guessed Diogen. 15
seconds.
Dots, UV, spirit box. Dots, UV, spirit box. Dots, UV, spirit
10
box.
10 seconds.
Dots, UV, spirit box. Dots, UV, spirit box. Phantom.
5.
Lock it in.
Yes. Okay, you got 1 hint left for the last 9 ghosts. Yes. Here we go.
Okay.
So, this ghost has evidence for dots, EMF5, and freezing temps.
Dots, EMF5, freezing temps.
I swear you already did this evidence, but I'm just going crazy, I guess.
Dots, EMF5.
10 seconds.
I don't remember if that's Raiju or not. But dots and EMF5 are sure Raiju.
4, 3.
Raiju, lock it in.
2. Incorrect. 30 seconds starts again.
Oni, lock it in.
Correct. Holy crap.
That was a total guess. I can't remember for the life of me what Oni had.
Hold on. So we're on our 17th ghost. There's 8 left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You need 3 more to break even.
You still have 1 point, by the way. Remember that.
Yes.
I don't know how you're scoring this.
It's just going to be whoever comes out on top. So if you get like 2 points, then you'll come out with 1 point. Or if you have negative 1 point, I get 2 points. Okay, we're going to start. Number 8. This ghost has the evidence for ghost orbs, ghost riding, and spirit box.
Ghost orbs, ghost riding, spirit box. I want to say Moroi.
20 seconds.
Moroi, lock it in.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
30 seconds starts now. 15 seconds.
Ghost orbs, ghost riding, spirit box.
10. 9.
Hint. 8. Hint.
Okay. They aren't afraid of the dark.
I was going to say Mare before the hint, too. Mare, lock it in.
Okay, Mare's correct.
Dang it, I should have just said it. Because I had a feeling it was Mare.
Last 7. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 guessed right. Last 7. You ready? Final stretch. And I'm going to be
I will know when it's demon. So that's guaranteed, hopefully.
Okay, ghost 18. This ghost has evidence of EMF level 5, ghost orbs, and dots. Ooh.
EMF level 5, ghost orbs.
Dots.
Okay. 15 so seconds. There's only a couple that have dots left. I think Yokai has dots. You said ghost
seconds.
Orbs?
Yes.
Okay, there
5,
go.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Raichu.
Locked in. Correct.
I was like, that's one of the only ones that has dots.
Oh, dude, you're one away. I don't think I'm going to get... Okay. I might switch up the playing style a bit. You have 6 left, which is pretty easy. So I'm only going to start giving you 2 evidence now. You're in nightmare mode.
Oh, shoot.
Get ready.
Okay.
Nightmare mode. The evidence for Onryo is... Wait!
Kill it.
That one doesn't count.
I won't take it.
Okay, spaced. We'll space that one.
Okay, yeah, say it later, because I don't really know the... Say it later.
I didn't... Okay. All right, you ready?
Yes.
This ghost has 3 evidence, but 2 of those evidence are dots and EMF, level 5.
Dots and EMF?
Yes.
Dots and EMF.
15 seconds.
Can I get a hint?
You already used yours.
I still have 1 more, don't I?
You had 2.
I used it for Mare. Shoot.
Yes. 10.
Moroi, lock it
9.
In.
9. Incorrect. 3 seconds reprises. Remember, 2 guesses.
You said,
this is
you
pretty
said what?
Good.
Dots and
EMF level 5.
Shoot, it's Yokai. Lock it in.
Incorrect.
Fudge.
Okay. This is a fair...
What was it?
I'm not going to tell you.
No, that's not fair. What?
It's a nightmare. Yeah, you don't get to know. Remember?
Oh.
You have 5. It's only fair. Okay. Number 4 is pretty... This ghost has evidence... of freezing temps and ghost riding.
Demon, lock it in.
Correct. You're now breaking even. Okay. Last 3 ghosts. Ghost 22 has evidence of dots and spirit box.
Dots and spirit box. I don't think Onryo has dots.
15 seconds.
Was Oni said? Yes, it was. Jin! Wait, we said Jin.
Incorrect.
I didn't lock in. You said that.
Either way,
goal.
You got
no
5
in.
Seconds. 4.
Wraith, brother.
3. Incorrect.
Lock it in. Okay.
Incorrect. See, you said it after the fact. I don't know if I should give you this one. I don't know how I feel. But give it another guess. 10
okay.
seconds.
You said 9. What? It's dots and...
8. Dots and spirit box.
I don't... Onryo, lock it in.
Incorrect. It was
I don't
Yokai.
Who it was. Oh, man.
Okay.
I forgot Yokai
has
spirit box. Well, one of them's Onryo.
2 more ghosts.
I know that much.
Okay, 2 more ghosts, buddy. This ghost has evidence of ghost orbs and freezing temps.
Ghost orbs and freezing temps. Onryo, lock it in.
Incorrect. 3 seconds.
What's the other one I haven't
again.
Done yet? What's the other one I haven't done? Wait. Sorry, I'm looking really
seconds.
Fast. Oh, I haven't done... Yes, I have. Which one is... Wait, Wraith
5.
Hasn't been said. Wraith, lock it in.
Four. Incorrect.
Wraith! Wraith hasn't been said! Neither has Andrio. What am
Wraith
I missing?
Was one of the ones I didn't tell you.
I forgot. Shoot.
Okay, one last ghost. So, currently the point standings are, you have guessed 1, 2, 16 at least. Yes, 16 right. But I've gained 1 point for you not guessing at least 5 in the donut
section.
So we tie
if I get this right.
We tie if you get this right.
Okay.
Okay. It's all for all the marbles to break even. This ghost has evidence of freezing temps and spirit box.
Freezing temps and spirit box.
Yes.
Well, Onryo hasn't hit yet, so Onryo, lock it in.
Incorrect. 3 seconds starts again.
Did you redo a one?
No, none of these are
because I guessed Onryo on the last one too.
Yeah, but it wasn't that one.
You didn't do. You haven't done Onryo yet.
I have.
No, you haven't. There's no way.
Yes, I have. I'll tell you which
one it is. I guessed
Onryo
on all of them.
You get no. It's on number 6. Remember?
Number 6. What are you talking about?
The 6 or not the 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 19. The ghost on 19 was Onryo. I know because I just scrolled up there. Anyway, 15 seconds.
I get two hints or two guesses. Okay.
You did lock in Onryo, but whatever. 5, 4, 3, 2.
No way he goes
one.
Back to Wraith.
What are
I
you
get.
Locking in? You said Wraith? Incorrect. Okay. I'll get you one more guess. One more guess.
What's one I haven't guessed yet? Wait.
20 seconds.
Can you give me the two evidence again?
Freezing temps and spirit box.
Yokai, lock it in.
Are you sure? 10.
Yeah.
9. Yeah, okay. It is Morai! Incorrect.
Morai! That's the other spirit box one. Whatever. 1 point for you, I guess.
You really neglected Morai and Revenants for the last two.
I thought I guessed Revenant.
No.
I did guess Revenant because you said the speed thing. No?
No, that was not for Revenant. I'll scroll up and show you where it is, though.
Nah, that was confusing on those last ones. That's when you didn't tell me, that really freaked me over.
Yeah, only two evidence and didn't tell you which ghost was, even though I did tell you for one of them. Because you're like, that was Onryo. I'm like, okay, I'll tell you that's Onryo. And then I told you that was Demon, because you got that one right. But the rest, yes.
The Onryo really freaked me.
I did. You said locked in for the last one, but I did give you two extra guesses after that. So
wait,
so fair.
I still have guesses? Or I still
no,
had guesses that
I already.
Did?
No, you got three guesses for the last one, technically.
Oh.
Because you locked in Onryo, and then we debated that for a second. And then you guessed two more afterwards. Anyway, yeah. The final point standings of today's episode of Demons and Donuts is me with 1 point. yeah. Hey, come on. I could have been a lot worse here. Yes, you could have earned points, and I did make it harder because you would have guessed those easily if I gave you all the evidence. So I had to, like,
I don't know if I would've
steer back the difficulty. I don't know.
We were at the ghosts that I couldn't really remember there anything.
Ooh. If we did this again, this would be difficult for you if I just gave you all the evidence, but didn't tell you which ghost was which, unless you got it right. I think that would be me.
I got to play this one.
Yeah, you got to play this one.
I wonder if
you
there's
did
a
well
quiz online.
Oh, good job. I
figure it out.
I bet there is. We've been going on for a while. I'm
yep.
going to
wrap
this up.
Outro.
We were going to associate the demons with donuts, but not today. Not right now.
No.
But yeah. Good job, buddy. You were such a great contestant, and your sportsmanship for losing was really good. Even though it was by 1 point, it was still good.
Thank you.
So I would like to thank you for participating.
I'd like
give
to thank
you a little
you
tap
for
on the back.
Letting me participate.
Yeah. You're welcome. I know. Each episode is like, am I, the co-host, going to be able to participate in this episode? I hope so.
Man, I hope I get to do something in this episode.
But yeah, thank you everybody for listening today. If you're on YouTube, hit that like button to see where when our next episode come out. And punch that subscribe button if you like this episode. You did that? Okay, cool. Thank you. Leave a comment below or above. Who knows? Somewhere over there. If you're on Apple or Spotify, follow us, okay? Cool. And visit our Instagram to find episode release dates as well as references we make in each episode. From this season on, we are spooky. Stay tuned to the next episode where we talk even more about spooks and other
spooks.
Things. And yeah,
spooks.
I'll see you on the flippity side.
Bye!